Essay, How I Fell in Love with Rakugo by Katsura Sunshine. I am sometimes asked, jokingly, if I was hoping to meet samurai and ninja when I first came to Japan. In actual fact, when I first came here from Canada 11 years ago, I was stunned at how very much alive Japanese traditional culture is. I didn't ever expect to see people dressed in kimonos, except on stage at the Kabuki Theater or perhaps at a tea ceremony. I didn't think I'd see people wearing them out for special occasions like weddings or festivals or even for nights out to dinner or the theater. I certainly didn't expect that I would someday wear a kimono for a living. My first experience of rakugo was thanks to my love for another great part of Japanese culture, the yakitoria. I was a regular customer at the Hanaya Yakitori shop in Yokohama. One day, the owner, Mr. Ken Uchino, asked me if I would like to see rakugo. They had bi-monthly rakugo shows at the restaurant. Little did I know that his casual invitation to experience another great part of Japanese culture in the upstairs tatami room of his little restaurant would end up completely changing my life. Rakugo is traditional Japanese comic storytelling. The lone storyteller in a kimono kneels on a cushion and speaks for usually between 10 and 40 minutes. A fan and hand towel are the only props. Things don't get much simpler than that. There is also a set structure to the way a storyteller's performance unfolds. At first, there is some kind of formal greeting, aisatsu, followed by some light anecdotes of the storyteller's own choice and composition. This section is called the makura, or pillow, and is actually quite similar to stand-up comedy. The storyteller then slowly brings the theme of the makura toward the theme of the story he or she is going to tell, and, before you know it, the main story, hanashi, has begun. There is a canon of rakugo stories that dates back over 300 years, and some storytellers compose their own original stories as well. Although the storytellers will often not divulge which story they are going to tell, many experienced audience members are able to guess which story is coming just by how the storyteller is fashioning his makura anecdotes. The moment the story begins, and many in the audience draw a satisfied breath at having guessed correctly which story the storyteller has chosen to tell, is one of my favorite moments of any art or entertainment form I have experienced to date, and is completely peculiar to rakugo. With its molding of simplicity and variation, tradition and originality, rigid formality and ridiculous comedy, I like to think of rakugo as the perfect storytelling art.